The Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up here in a second. Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, multiple locations. I've been a customer now for years. I want to talk to Hot Tub Vinny. He's here with me. Hot tubs, hot spring, hot tub. I love mine. I've had mine now, I think, 5 years. I use it, Vinny, all the time. I cannot believe the difference. My muscles, my attitude. And we are what I consider coming into real hot tub season. I use mine all year round, but man, on a cold fall night, even in the winter when it's 20 below, I'm in mine, no problems. I love it. Tell us why a hot tub is so good for your health.
Well, it's hot. Anytime you're in heat, your body responds well, circulation increases. And when that happens, a lot of good things are happening. That's why we say every day made better. When you sit in hot water, you're physically better below the water. You're mentally better above the water. Kids back to school, get one. And you're relationally better beyond the water. And it's because of what hot heat does to the body. And you're submersed in it. And it is fantastic this time of year and 365 days a year, no doubt about it.
The technology that hot springs, hot tubs, what they have is unbelievable. I barely have to do anything to mine. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to energy efficiency, I tell this to people all the time, and they kind of like, no, come on. The difference in our electric bill is just a couple dollars a month. That's how these things are specifically made. Hot springs, hot tubs are made for our cold weather climate. I love them. Folks, go to Hot Spring Spas. Check them out. You can even test drive one in the store. Where are you located, Vinny?
We're located in West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You will not be disappointed. Now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast. Jay Thomas Show, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Are we ready to spend 3 hours complaining?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's what it takes, you know?
Another day, it's freezing in the studio again. Man. I saw the gals this morning, Bonnie and Janae. I'm filling in on Bonnie and friends. They had their stocking caps on, jackets on, gloves on. I think they're a little melodramatic. I mean, it's cold, not that cold in here. Although this case of Ham's beer, 12-pack of Ham's beer, and I touched one. It's pretty cold.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Lucky it's Ham's. Otherwise, it'd be gone.
I think we have an interesting opportunity. See, this is a case study. Before you call Laney's, after you call Laney's. Mm-hmm. For your heating and cooling needs.
No, what's going on, man? Last week, it was so hot, and it was like I was going to put the Finio Sauna logo on one of the windows.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes that's what happens. Some days you can hang a slab of beef. The next day, it's like we're growing poinsettias in there.
So, exactly. Yeah. Josh Allsager, if you're running out of room to store your meat, I got a spot. It's my studio.
Is that leg of lamb?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Welcome to it for a Tuesday, 701-293-9000. That is our Thor Building studio line, post-frame construction for ag and commercial industry. Thor Building, start to finish, man. Also residential, too. That and Krill will take care, man. They do wonderful work. You can also email us, studio at wdayradionow.com. That is our Tyler's Tree Service inbox. All your tree needs is tylerscut.com. I'm curious. I can't find it now. Hold on here. Yeah, it's gone. All right.
I'm still grazing on these crinkle cookies that Bonnie made yesterday.
You got to be kidding me. I thought those would have been gone before
yesterday. I am savoring every morsel.
You are, you?
Yeah, because I've been told, you know, there are lots of Christmas cookies they're going to make at my house this year, and they've decided to abstain from those because we make those every year. Let's do something different.
My mom used to make these Christmas cookies. I should get the recipe from her. Now, even though I don't eat sweets, I'd pump a couple of these down. They were like, they were long, almost the shape of Nutter Butters, yeah. That shape of cookie. Yeah. And then the end was dipped in her own homemade chocolate. My mom would buy the cocoa powder and make her own chocolate.
Oh,
dip it in there.
The Hershey's in the old tin, the cocoa powder.
Yeah. The unsweetened, then she'd sweeten it herself. Nice. And they were made with, and the cookies were made with coffee, mocha cookies. They were delicious. Even as a kid, you'd think
that sounds pretty good. Yeah,
coffee.
I can't remember what those things were called, but they were so good. And then my mom used to make the Ritz Spritz. I hated them things. She had, you could buy the actual machine to make the different shape of Ritz cookies or Spritz cookies or whatever you call them. Couldn't stand those. But those coffee cookies she made.
These are kind of simple.
I'll get the recipe and give it to Bonnie because Bonnie likes baking. Well, so does Alex, but seems like Bonnie really enjoys it.
These are kind of simple, but I've always enjoyed the, I believe you, they're the kind of cookie that are peanut butter, but you put the Hershey's Kiss in the middle.
Yeah, my mom made those too.
Yeah, what do you call those
again? Peanut butter kiss. Peanut butter kisses, something like that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And these things, you know, I mean, yeah, they're simple. They're like, you know, soft chocolate with white powdered sugar. But I just, they bring back so many memories of the holidays because my mom made them all the time.
No bake cookies. My mom used to make chocolate no bake cookies. Okay. Delicious. With, I think that was with, is it oatmeal or Rice Krispies? I can't remember, but they were fantastic too. Well, I got a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, and we hope you're part of the conversation. Think our signal is back up and running on the AM dial, but we highly suggest you get the WDOI app. It's free. Download it through the App Store, or Google Play, whatever. It's a fantastic app. Then you can take us anywhere in the world, like somebody listening to us in Qatar. Is there military over there?
There is.
There must be somebody on a base or something.
Can't
over there
confirm or deny where it is, but there is a base.
That just popped up on my on my world clock here. So. Hello to you listening in Qatar. What do we got today, man? We have to talk about these drones flying over. You and I were talking about this in my office.
You told me they're huge.
The size of some the size of cars, others the size of school buses.
Yeah.
And nobody knows. The government has no clue, ain't saying anything.
Oh,
we
great.
Don't know. Things have been flying around for 3 weeks now. Just on Sunday alone, 49 sightings. The governor, that crazy Phil Murphy out there, he's like, hey, can we please get an answer? But my citizens are getting very concerned, understandably. Mayors in how many? 20? I think 20 communities just in Jersey alone. They're going, hey, we need some answers here. Somebody tell us what is going on.
Yeah. Well, and I can...
Pentagon, FBI, finally today looking into it. It's only been going on for 3 weeks, kind of like the Chinese spy balloon.
Yeah. Remember that saga where as it flew all the way across the country?
We're listening to a drone expert who's being interviewed about this, and he didn't have a lot of good things to say about this. This is... Wasn't he pretty sure that this is an adversary?
Because usually he said, if it is in fact a government training exercise, you don't tell the local authorities everything, but you certainly tell them they are there.
Well, that's what
I've been
saying.
Don't worry about them; they're ours.
What I've been saying is, if it's the government doing exercises, whatever it might be, don't treat it like Roswell. Let the people know, say, hey, look, Governor Murphy, here's the deal. We are doing military exercises or
that's all
whatever.
I can tell you.
That's all I can tell you, but it's nothing to worry about. It's us doing it. And then the governor can pass that on to the mayors, the people of Jersey. They're getting no answers on these at all. And I don't know if you folks have been, again, I know it's New Jersey. We live over here, but this is crazy stuff. I mean, this tells you how incompetent this administration and this government is. You've got mysterious drones the size of cars and school buses. And it's not just one drone. There are multiple drones, numerous amounts of them. They're flying over places they should not be flying over, one being a military installation out there.
Well, I'm guessing it's because that remote government worker that's on security watch is probably on Indeed.com looking for a new gig when Doge takes power.
Wow. I have no response to that.
Where am I going to get generic olive loaf now?
I mean, it is crazy that somebody do something. Yeah, I got somebody listening in Westwood, New Jersey right now. I'd love to. For you listening in Westwood, New Jersey, or that area, or in Jersey, give me a call, 701-293-9000. I want to know if you've seen one of these flying over your home.
Well, and when
they're all over the place out there.
When I first heard it, I'm like, you know, is this a bunch of kids? Like, I want to.
That's what I thought.
2 years ago, I won a drone at the Christmas party. I'm like, this is just a little. And then I saw the video.
These things are massive.
That zoomed into one last night. Yeah, it looked like a VW Beetle. I'm like, well that's not, you know.
And they're swarming these things. In other words, they're flying together.
Yeah.
These things are all, and now they're flying over places in New York City. And here's the government. No response. Nothing. People are freaking out, wanting to know what's going on. And you've got the Pentagon and the FBI today. Okay, well, we should probably look into this. You should have looked into it 3 weeks ago when people were going, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Now, at first, people, okay, are these kids screwing around? Some guys goofing around with their drones? No, that's not the case. That's not what's going on. I mean, you can, from what we understood from this drone professional, that you can jam the frequency on these things, find out, you know, where they're coming from. I'm like, if you don't know what they are, do we not have like snipers, sharpshooters in our military? If you've got one flying over a military base, okay. Okay, I understand if there's one flying over a neighborhood. These things are the size of a car. You don't shoot it down over somebody's neighborhood. It's going to cause extensive damage. But if you've got one flying over a military base, hey, all right, clear this area. Get everybody out of here. Bring them in. Bring her in. Shoot that thing down. Take it down. Take a look and see what you got. Absolute incompetence, people. My question, anybody, if you're following this, what do you think this is? Do you think this is people screwing around? Do you think it's our government? Do you think it's adversaries? I believe it's adversaries. Because, again, if it was our government, why wouldn't you simply say, look, that's us. We're doing military operations, maneuvers, testing, whatever. That's all we can tell you. You have nothing to worry about. It is us. It is your military doing it. You're not even getting that. And when the governor of the state can't even get an answer, that tells you something.
Well, and the minute, you know, if I'm military, I mean, obviously, Bernie, you got to get an order from a higher up. But if I'm running a special operations base, I mean, look at these, their munitions bases.
This is what one of these things I was flying over in
New Jersey.
In Jersey.
Yeah. And then in New York, you've got Fort Drum, home of the 10th Mountain Division. I mean, I'd be, the minute that thing breached my perimeter, I'm shooting it down.
Down. Bernie, J. Thomas Show.
So about 2 years ago, during the summertime at night, around 2-3 in the morning, I'd be out on my balcony. I could see these objects flying around at night. You know, they're about the size of, I would say, somewhere between, you know, like a size of a motorcycle or a car, but they're black and grayish with no lights.
Those are the ones I believe that come out of the hooligans up here, because I watched those things fly around at nighttime too. I remember the first time I was out in my hot tub, Bernie. This was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is that crazy? What? Yeah, the Predator drones. What is that crazy noise I'm hearing? And I'm looking, and right over the house it goes. I'm like, what is that? And then it's like, oh, it's one of the drones that they're flying. But these things, have you seen the videos of these ones over Jersey and New York? They are full of lights, and I can't believe that the government, nobody is saying anything, or at least take one of these things down and find out what it is. If it's not our government doing it, our military, shoot it down.
Absolutely.
I just, the incompetence of some of the people running this country is mind-boggling, Bernie. It's just, it's crazy. It's nuts. I'm watching video of it now. These things are big. There's over Edison, New Jersey.
Yeah.
701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Email says, hey, guys, don't forget you got aged smoked cheese coming for you. All right.
Happy birthday to us.
Looking, nice. Looking forward to that. Let's see. Another email. Jay, seems rather odd that the Fargo commissioners have not had any announced homeless plans till Michelle steps up. Now they do. What a bunch of dirtballs. I thought the same thing. Fargo City Commission meeting last night, it was not must-see TV until Michelle's proposal came up. then it turned into must-see TV.
Yeah.
But out of the blue, all of a sudden, Mayor Mahoney and Deputy Mayor Kolpak, well, we got a plan. We're working on it, and we'll have it for the next city commission meeting on Monday, December 23rd. First I heard of that.
Yep.
Never heard of that before.
And then it'll be tabled until after the first of the year. Well, then we'll have the second reading. Then we'll have another committee.
But I want to
and meanwhile, people
is.
Are going to be exposed to the elements and probably die.
But they're not being exposed to the elements. That's what I understand, because Cass Public Health, they opened up that room over there.
Yeah, but it can only fit so many people, right?
I mean, I can't remember how many. According to, they claim 1,000 out there homeless.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, I don't know if when they say 1,000, I don't think that's 1,000 people that are actually living outside.
Okay.
That means there's approximately 1,000 people that are homeless. They could be bouncing from couch to couch.
Yeah.
Not 1,000 outside.
But even then, the shelter...
I don't want anybody to freeze to death.
No. Even then, the shelter at Community Public Health, they're only chairs, and I think they can only...
Yeah, chairs only.
You can stay in there.
There's no cots for you to sleep. You got to stay. Okay. It's basically like you're at an airport is how they set it up.
Okay.
Bunch of plastic blue chairs, and you can get out of the elements, but there's no cots there or anything
like
that.
Well, it's better than nothing, I guess,
but how many people can you squeeze in there? Michelle comes up with an idea, because none of these other people, it's all you ever hear out of them is... what is it? Housing first, which we've heard about for how many years now?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing gets accomplished. Now, all of a sudden, Kolpak and Mahoney have an idea. They've got a plan they're working on, and they'll have it ready for the next meeting. Sure would like to know what that plan is. They didn't say anything about it yesterday, other than they have one. And then Mayor Mahoney said, well, we got 70 different organizations working on this. Really? You have 70 organizations working on the homeless problem? If you have 70 organizations and you still have nothing, then these organizations aren't working out.
Watch it be acquiring strips of property to build hundreds of tiny homes.
Yeah, I don't.
It's being tried in some other areas.
I know it is. You know? I know it is. I know. Email says, Jay, after watching last night's meeting, I was struck by the fact that there seems to be no communication between these commission members. It seems only Kolpak and Mahoney knew about a new initiative coming in 2 weeks, whereas no one else did. So Turnberg wasted all her time crafting a new policy, where if she had known about it, she wouldn't have had it. This has been a complete dysfunctional commission for many years, and it continues to be one. You are so on the money. And that's from a gentleman. He and I don't see eye to eye on a whole lot, but he's dead on the money on this email. I heard Kolpak say that she's got, and then the mayor, when he was talking, he brings it up. I was like, well, wait a minute. And I thought the same thing that Mitch that just emailed me. I'm like, are you people like not talking to each other? Are you like secretly working in little groups with your plans? Man, what the hell's going on here?
Well, yeah. And the other question I would have is, because my wife was able to actually pull up the meeting agenda and read through it last night. Don't they have to have that prior to the meeting? That would give them the opportunity to review everything.
Well, Michelle put hers. She had her thing up on the agenda. Hang on, calls. Yeah, she had hers up. Johnny emailed me, but nothing came through on it. Let's see. Another email. Boy, it's a long one. Jay, more lies, more kicking the can down the road. Exactly. Strand is such a pompous little Napoleon. His ego was all bent out of shape because Turnberg didn't consult him in his portfolio. Yeah, I know. I caught that, too. She took it on her own to work on a solution because incompetence, like the rest of them, have failed miserably on the issue. And he has the gall to chastise her. I thought the same thing, this emailer. I'm like, What are you ripping on Turnberg for? She's sitting down and trying to come up with a solution that's viable.
Right.
Now, the whole thing isn't agreeable, but it's something.
Right.
Let's get this ball rolling instead of kicking it down the road like you people have been doing for years. And yeah, you're right. Then she starts getting chastised by John Strand. They think letting people live down by the river in tents like animals is humane. Not providing them with a safe place now is inhumane. Checking those that want to use a shelter for drug and alcohol intoxication so they can't harm others in the shelter while in the condition is inhumane. What a backwards world we live in, Jay. I hear it's supposed to get down to 10 below on Wednesday. I hope the gang of three have room on their couches or the next freezing death is on them. Exactly. Bruce, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, man, I was listening to the audio this morning while I was making breakfast. Mm-hmm. I can't agree with you more. Just listening to the audio and the condescension from the other three, you could definitely tell that this is what we men call a competition in the swimsuit area, boys like to do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what that was all about. And it reminded me of a phrase from the great Al Bundy.
Oh, boy.
Because that woman sounded, I mean, you could hear it. And it came from the mayor as well. Women understand women, and they hate each other. And Michelle Turnberg is coming out like a rock star, and they can't stand it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why they're standing in her way.
Michelle is the gift that keeps on giving for talk radio and local issues, because she's standing up and she ain't taking any garbage from anybody, whether it's her constituents or other commissions. And you look, and it just seems like you've got some commissioners on there that are just ticked off that she got elected to a seat on the commission.
Well, that's what it is.
And she's stirring things up and trying to get stuff done.
It's the
showing them up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the indignation. And, I mean, don't think Commissioner Strand can't. I mean, he's not stupid. He can gain political capital by pandering to the peanut gallery that was there last night. That's his crowd.
But the peanut gallery is shrinking.
Yeah,
it's shrinking because more and more citizens are stepping up and saying, enough with this. Do something about it.
And Turnberg had the guts to actually put forth a plan.
Yeah.
And then that made sense.
Yeah. And then we find out during the meeting that, well, we have a plan. I have a plan. We'll present it at the next meeting. Wow, this is the first one here. Can't wait to hear. I wonder if it's a plan Ronnie and I heard on the news this afternoon. Chicago, people are the same thing in Chicago, Bruce. The citizens have had it. They have had it with the homeless. Yep. It's out of control. Yep. The drugs, the elk, the needles, the violence, and here's what their plan is. Well, we have a 5-year plan. We have a 5-year plan to slow down home. We can't wait 5 years.
And that's what the resident said. Yeah.
So I hope to God they don't come out in 2 weeks from yesterday, and their plan is, well, we have a 5-year plan.
Well, they'll pull the Biden thing. They've shot down Michelle's plan, and based off of what her plan was.
Yeah.
And then call it theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
They'll pick it. Yeah, they'll stay. I mean, at least, I mean, hers, you know, it's, and Strand's getting all over her. Well, you know, 2 weeks ago, you wanted these people to freeze to death. I mean, no, John, she was explained why she was a no vote.
A little boy.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. She explained why she was a no vote. When she was on the show, she said, I was a no vote because I knew it was going to pass anyway. And I want stuff. I want other options to be looked at. That's why she voted no on it. She said, there's no reason for me to vote yes on it. It's going to pass anyway. That has to do with the Cass Public Health opening up for people to go in there and warm up.
Well, yeah, and this makes him look really good to the National Committee, I believe, for Cities and Towns or something that he's on.
That's right, some national, federal, or whatever it is.
So, I mean, he can just pat himself on the back with the other liberals who have no ideas. And
look,
just, you know.
I'll say it again. I like John Strand. He's in the building. We sit down. We talk. But his view on how to handle things, I can't get on board, and it's hurting the community. It's not helping. All right, 701-293-9000, email studio@wdayradionow.com. I've got emails coming in on these drones that are basically, I don't want to say terrorizing, but really getting frustrating for citizens and leaders in New Jersey and now New York. These things won't stop flying over. They don't know where they're from. Government isn't doing anything, or at least isn't giving any answers until today when we peg, okay, well, we better look at this. You got these things flying over military bases, flying over places they should not be flying. More and more of them are showing up. 20 cities in Jersey alone. These have been flying around for 3 weeks now. 3 weeks. And that goofy Governor Murphy out there, I'll give him kudos. Hey, I need answers. I got people that are really worried. He says nothing. Crickets. Nothing. No calls returned. Nothing. Mayor's going, hey, we need answers. All right, so I'll get to those emails. And also, Last night's city commission meeting, what a debacle that was. I mean, it's just...
Yeah,
I just don't have words.
Well, and just to reiterate the point that's been made by a couple callers, and I think yourself, I mean, if you had a plan, why haven't you already announced your plan? Why didn't you say, you waited until last night when someone else presented a plan to say, oh, we have a plan.
Hey, Michelle, thanks for spending all your time on what's a pretty decent proposal. But, you know, we want to be the rock stars here because we want to try to appease everybody. So we'll promise to present an alternative plan for consideration at the Monday, December 23rd meeting. We haven't heard not one mention of this at all. Tell Michelle comes up with a plan. All of a sudden, the mayor, deputy mayor, they have a plan.
Yeah.
What is it? Why do we have to wait till the next meeting? If you have the plan, talk to the media. What is your plan? Let the public absorb your plan. Let's see what you got. You never know. We may all go, holy smokes, you guys. Fantastic.
Well, it sounds a lot like...
Well, I don't think so.
It sounds a lot like a boss I once had. That's a great plan, but you should keep thinking. And then 2 weeks later, they show up with a plan that has elements of your plan.
It's your damn plan. And then you get fired. Sorry, we're going down a different avenue. All right, 231-701-293. Oh, Red River Valley Fair. We announced the lineup today for entertainment. You know, nothing... You people are never happy, are you?
I guess
never
not.
Never happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this lineup. It's not nearly as many concerts as last year. We're in the rock concerts.
Yeah.
You know what? You people don't show up to the rock concerts.
I mean,
they cost us a fortune.
Exactly.
You moan and complain, and then we get a big concert, and you don't show up.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a great concert. Well, I don't know. Breaking Benjamin was a... That's a fantastic get.
Yeah.
You people didn't show up. We lost our butts on that show because he didn't show up.
Well, and you can't have Shinedown every year. I mean, it would get old.
No, only Hairball you can because it's a guaranteed
home
run.
It's a free show.
Well, we still pay for it.
Right.
But it's a guaranteed home run.
Right, yeah.
232. We'll get into that this afternoon. Got a bunch of other stuff as well. 701-293-9000. Light them up. I want to talk to you, Jay Thomas Show. Jimmy. Jay Thomas Show. This is Hendrix, right?
It is, Voodoo Child.
Yeah. This guy was amazing. I was watching the biography on him. I can't remember if it was on Reels or where it was. It was fantastic. His whole story was just amazing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just an unbelievable musician.
And a veteran, former member of the 82nd Airborne, yeah.
Yes, he was. And let me say this. I put him way above. Now, forget that one. I'll start that fight. I'll leave it alone. 701-293-9000, email studio at WDYRadioNow.com.
There was a musician's birthday, by the way.
Who? Today?
Yeah.
Who'd I miss?
I believe it's in 1858.
Okay.
Jonas Hammerschlagen, a Polish musician.
Yeah, goodbye. Go away.
I don't know if he invented the game of Hammerschlagen, but, you know.
Go away. We're talking about the drones over Jersey and New York. We're talking about last night's Fargo City Commission meeting. And it's almost like there's a jealousy there. Honestly,
sure seems like it. Yeah,
it just seems like, you know, she comes in, hits the ground running. I know I sound like a cheerleader for Turnberg, but I am, because even though I don't live in Fargo, I spend my money over here, a lot of it. It's good to see somebody finally get on that commission and not be afraid to speak up and address issues with. Well, we'd like to address it, but we have to be careful so we don't offend anybody. Or Michelle just goes in there and says, you know, I don't give a damn. Look, this is the truth. This is reality. Quit living in fantasy world. This is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be addressed. And it's rocking the boat down there at City Hall.
Well, yeah,
and they don't like it.
Quite frankly, it reminds me a lot of a certain politician that'll take office on January 20th. You... you get notations from people. Well, this isn't the way we do things here. This isn't very commissioner-like.
This isn't Fargo-ing of you.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't your very nice.
Michelle, we need to sit down and talk to you, okay?
Yeah.
Can you just take it down a couple notches? Okay, our job here as a commission is to make sure that everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Everybody has
good
to be happy.
Good luck with that.
Okay, Michelle, that's how we work here, okay? And there's certain words we don't use. We don't use the word homeless.
Yeah, it's unhoused.
It's unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like the fact that she's shaking the tree.
I think that's 100% it.
Exactly what it is. All right, 701-293-9000 regarding the drones in Jersey. Oh no, let me finish up on this on these emails regarding last night's commission meeting. Jay, using Fargo Cass Public Health as a warming house with no place to lay down is pretty pathetic. And for Stranded chastise Turnberg for being against that is really hypocritical considering he voted against her plan. That's right. I mean, you know, well, we're going to do this warm weather housing thing, gas public health. We'll treat it like an airport and put chairs in there and line them up. You can sit, you can't sleep. But at least it gets people out of the cold. But, you know, Michelle's like, Hey, you banana heads. We have a civic center down here that's never used. Hell, the homeless people sleep around it to begin with. Why don't we just unlock the door, let them in so nobody is outside freezing to death?
Well, then some of the comments
on
that.
Well, we can't do that. I can't. Why was that such a problem?
Well,
it's going to get down to 10 below tonight. Civic Center's open. There's cots in there.
Yeah.
Get in there if you need a place to stay tonight, because we're not going to let you freeze to death.
But then it was mentioned, we will drug test you. We will background check you. We won't let you in if you're a sex offender. But then the comments that I saw in response to that, well, they're picking and choosing who they let in. You're damn right.
Well, look, I will in defense say this for in defense of John Strand. He did go off saying, look, so what? Because somebody's got drugs in their system or alcohol or breath, they don't get to come in and stay warm tonight. Then we wake up tomorrow and find them frozen to death like that. Remember, he brought up that gal that died a few years ago. That was a horrible story.
Yeah.
She couldn't get in the church, and they found her frozen to death, I think, on the steps of the church. And I'm like, John makes a point there. At least get him out. But at least she's coming up with ideas.
Right.
You know, not saying, like we said yesterday, not everything on that sheet is everybody's going to agree with. But it's a start. It's something. But like I said, it just all of a sudden, out of thin air, Mayor Mahoney, Commissioner Polcat, Colpack, all of a sudden they've got an alternative plan. Yeah, they've got an alternative plan. And they'll have it ready for consideration at the next meeting, or at the Monday, December 23rd meeting.
Yeah. Then it'll be tabled till after the first of the year.
Not necessarily.
Well, we'll see.
Not necessarily.
We'll see how fast government moves. I think we all know the answer to that.
But. Jay, those 70 organizations the mayor brought up that are working as hard, are they working as hard as the DEI, the Engagement Center and Media Departments we're all paying taxes for? Exactly. Yeah, I brought that up. It's like, wait a minute, Mayor, did you just say that there are 70 organizations out there working on this issue? You have 70 organizations. This issue's been around for quite some time. And you don't have an answer? Maybe that's what part of their plan is that they're going to present to us. It's what these 70 organizations came up with.
Mm.
Jay, have a plan for the homeless since the three commissioners keep voting no on Turnberg's plan. Then they should let the homeless stay with them in their homes. There you go. Another email. Jay, if I heard last night Strand say what they are doing is working, they only have 9 tents down by the river. Yeah, people were questioning that. There's only it's what we're doing is working. I think he said there's only 9 people out there.
When's the last time?
Was it 9 people or 9 tents?
Yeah,
it's like, wait a minute, really? When was the last time you were down there, John? 9? Come on, buddy. Let's see, another email. Jay, Turnberg, the disruptor to the status quo. Need three more like her. Next open seats, including the mayor. I think Mahoney's last term. Yeah, he's on his last term. He's termed out as mayor. Another email. Jay, gotta love property taxes. Looks like Moorhead has increased its property tax by 15.99% since 2022. Yeah, they all are. All of them are. All right, who's first? I believe it's Todd. Hey, Todd, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, guys, good show.
Thanks. What's up, Todd?
And I listened to the meeting last night, too, and I was disappointed in Commissioner Kolpak and Mayor Mahoney. I thought that was kind of under the table what they did to Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when she comes up and you've been talking about, no alcohol and no drugs.
Yeah.
And no warrants and no sex offenders.
Yep.
My question is this. I'm looking at thinking of the other centers, shelters in town. Other than the the center or the shelter on First Avenue South, that's a wet house.
Yes, that is.
But if you go to the men's center, the New Life Center, they have rules there. You're not being drunk there.
Is that dry? That's a dry one, huh?
I'm almost positive, the New Life Center.
Okay.
By Cass Clay Creamery there on 3rd Avenue North.
Okay, okay.
If you look at Center Inc., okay, Center Inc. Is just on the west side of University there at about 3rd Avenue. Center Inc. is like where people stay when they get out of prison.
Yeah, that's a halfway house after prison, yeah.
Yep. Yep, and if you look at Churches United, you know, they've got rules.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, society is made of rules. And if you're gonna take advantage of getting free stuff,
there's rules.
You're gonna follow the rules.
You know what? You bring up some good points. I didn't even think about that. Now, in an emergency situation, if we didn't have the warming place now at Fargo Cass Public Health, if there was an emergency situation where we got to give people opportunity to get out of the cold, otherwise we're going to have dead bodies all over the place come morning, I got no problem with it saying, I don't care. Just don't care if you're drunk, high, whatever, just get in here. But you're right. You bring up a good point. I didn't think about these other places. If these other places have rules like that, then what's the problem? Why can't they have that at the Civic? It just, I think they shot it down. Number one, these other commissioners already knew this was on the agenda. Michelle presented it. It was up there. They had time to look at it. She had no chance with these other commissioners. They're not going to accept any ideas of hers because they're not coming from them. It's got to be their ideas. They got to be the ones that said, look what we did. God forbid a newbie comes in and has an idea that actually would work. No. The people that have been sitting on that commission for quite a while now, they don't want to be showing up by the greenhorn. That's what I think, Todd.
Well, but the other thing is, and there's no question that some other towns are busing. They're mm-hmm. offering their people bus tickets to come here.
Yep.
So, you know, what's wrong with offering the people here a bus ticket to go home?
I know. You're exactly right. I brought that up yesterday. I brought that up on the show yesterday.
And she brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know that they've got a detox center over in Clay County.
Yep.
Where if you're really publicly intoxicated, that's where you're going to go.
Yeah.
And they don't allow camping there. I'm all for this eliminating the camping.
Oh, I am too. I am too. You know, the city gave themselves a pat on the back for this ridiculous ordinance they put on the books in September. Well, no more camping. Well, except for this, except for that. Well, if you're over here. No, it's very simple. There is no camping.
Period.
On public land. Yeah, done.
My point is this. They say it's down by the river or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. Well, okay, if it's okay to camp there, then why don't they go down by Mayor Mahoney's place down?
No.
In South Fargo, there's Rose Creek down there.
Sure.
You got Meadow Creek and the subdivision he's in. You know, there's Rose Creek that goes from 40th Avenue South all the way down to 52nd. There's all kinds of wooded area in there. You know, you're going to let them start camping in there? I'll guarantee you they're not.
Exactly, exactly. Todd, appreciate the phone call. I got to try to slip everybody in here before top of the hour. Ross, you're next, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, but
to touch on what you said, the whole problem with the city commission is that in Fargo is that now you've got a city commissioner, Michelle Turnberg, that is actually being a city commissioner, mm-hmm. coming up with ideas. I think if people ask Michelle, I don't know her personally, but if you asked her, I think she would say that, hey, I'm not expecting the idea I bring up to be taken wholeheartedly, and that's the way we're doing it. Mm-hmm. She's bringing up these ideas and basically asking the rest of the commissioners to say, you know, hey, I got something to add to that. Yeah. Maybe that would work too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she even said, she would say,
right,
she even said at the meeting last night.
You said,
she even said at the meeting last night. Ross. At the meeting last night, Ross, she even said that. She says, look, these are just ideas I'm throwing out there. You know, she didn't expect all of them. And I mean, everything just basically, nope, 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 nope. We have a plan. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what their plan's going to be on the 23rd?
A 5-year plan.
Yeah, well, the Gang of Three is going to come out and say, we've formed a Blue Ribbon Commission to look into this.
Yeah, there's another one of them Blue Ribbon Committees.
Well, that's what I said. We have a plan. Then the plan will be discussed. Then it'll be tabled till after the first of the year. Then we'll launch it in a month.
Yep. We'll put a committee together, and they'll look at it. And, you know, we'll just keep kicking the can down the road. You know, you got to wonder. You got to wonder, Ross and listeners. And I'm serious about this. This may sound cold-hearted, but I'm really starting to wonder, how is it that other cities are figuring this out, and Fargo can't get this thing figured out? It's can down the road, can down the road. You got to start wondering, if they solve the homeless problem in Fargo, how many people is that going to put out of work? Seriously.
Right.
Interesting. Ross, appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
Your previous caller touched on the other shelters. And yes, I know for a fact, New Life Center, you have to blow into a breathalyzer to get in the door.
Then what's the problem with doing it then at the Civic Center? If these other shelters are doing it, and it's for safety for everybody,
well,
what's the damn problem?
Exactly. I'll do you one further.
Thanks, Ross.
You know, having known the person who's employed people at from Center Inc.,
mm-hmm.
their rules are even more stringent because they are a halfway house.
You're coming out of prison.
If you get a job, you are to call when you get there to make sure you've gotten there. You're to call 10 minutes after you leave to go back.
So we know you're coming back.
You're piss tested. You're drug tested. I mean, why is it against them doing it there, but all of a sudden it's uncouth for us to do it?
I know. Caller, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
Hello.
Yep, you're up. Go ahead. I just grabbed you cold. I apologize. I grabbed it instead of Ronnie. Yeah, what's up?
You know, Fargo Commission, best to find, is every 3 years they come up with a new 5-year plan.
Boy, you nailed that one. I mean, thanks, Matt. That's pretty good. It shouldn't take this long to figure it out. And when you got, again, I'm last night, I'm down in our in the gym working out. I got the commission meeting on one TV. I got news channel on the other TV. And I got the commission meeting up, Ronnie, and I'm like, yeah, this is boring. Oh, okay, here it comes. And I'm watching, going, all you have to do is look at the expression of the faces. You know where this is going. But then when I heard First Commissioner Kolpak, she was the first one to say it. Well, you know, hey, I'm going to present an alternative plan for consideration. And then a few minutes later, with Mahoney speaking, same thing. Well, we're going to present an alternative plan for consideration on the Monday, December 23rd meeting. Well, that's out of the blue. Where'd that come from?
Well, and on top of that, part of the reason we are here today.
So you two sitting down?
Is the same folks are members of a certain group of people that denied there was a problem at the southern border and have been doing so for the last 3.5 years. Now we're where we're at. The same thing's going on in Fargo. They were told months before it got cold and is like this now, we are going to have a major issue. Break-ins are happening. People are being assaulted. You have got to do something.
This problem isn't like it just popped up a month ago. You had all we've been talking about this issue on my show
couple
for
years.
I mean, it's like, it's till we're blue in the face. It's the gift that keeps on giving. because a lot of this stuff, you just sit back and and look, my town of West Fargo isn't perfect either, but we don't deal with stuff like this, all right? You had all summer.
Yeah.
You had all spring last year. You had the summer before. And then we get to these, oh, my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The cold weather's here. Hold on. Let me get some tears in my eyes here. I mean, come on. How can you not sit down? And a commissioner comes up, the greenhorn comes up with the plan, not perfect, but it's something you can work off of. Nope. Michelle, get out of here. Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that idea. We have one we're going to present. I can't wait to hear. And again, if it's a great idea, I will give kudos to the mayor. I'll give kudos to the deputy mayor. I'll be like, my God, guys, this is brilliant. Why didn't you come up with this a long time ago? Well, if that's the case,
yeah.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
And I suppose it's against decorum, but I mean, that would have been the first question out of my mouth is the minute John Strand started responding. Oh, you mean like they do at New Life Center, like Center Inc., you know, they test at
those are private organizations.
Oh, okay. All right. Because that makes a difference in the you know,
at least I think that
situation
are.
We're in.
Yeah. But, you know, according to another talk show host, you know, how dare Michelle do this? All these homeless people, all of them are veterans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what did somebody tell us off air?
Oh, they are just trying to force these people out of town, giving them a bus ticket.
What is wrong with offering a bus ticket? Yeah. If they say no, they're not forced to take it. Look, you may have people right here that are homeless and have no way to get out of here.
Exactly.
And they want out of here.
I've never had the money to get to my home city, and now I would have that opportunity.
So what's the deal? Are you staying? Do you need a bus ticket home? What do you need? My God, I can't. I don't have the money to get back to my hometown in Florida, whatever it is. We'll give you a bus ticket. Why is that so evil?
Yeah.
How is that so bad?
Yeah, we're not offering you a ticket to a Soylent Green factory. We're offering you a bus ticket home.
Yeah, exactly. Ay. Okay. It's 3:02. I got to do some news, Jay Thomas Show. Hey, by the way, weather brought to you by our friends at Moving Team 6. Whether it's an apartment, a house, a business, this is the crew you want moving your stuff. MovingTeam6.com. You will not be disappointed. Oh, good call. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I have nothing. I have nothing against Strand, nothing against Kolpak, nothing against Mahoney. I personally like them. I think they're good people, but they're just, yeah. I think they're over their head when it comes to this issue. And this is an issue because more and more people are speaking out about it. Well, and saying we've had enough.
And you bring up a good point. You know, for months and months, it was, we have our businesses potentially at risk. We've already been assaulted by people coming into our businesses, people calling the show, emailing you photographs, video, all this stuff. We don't want to talk for fear of. But the last two meetings, you have seen numerous people say, hey, including the one woman that said, look, this was going to be a dream condo for my family and I. Now it's a damn nightmare, and I've lowered the price three times. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. 701-293-9000. I got a slug of emails. I'll get to all these emails. I wanted to reach out to my buddy, my pal. He's a former mayor of, and I know I got callers waiting. We'll get to you. Former mayor of Bismarck and now a Burley County commissioner, Steve Bockett. Steve, now, Bismarck, you guys did an ordinance this summer there as well, right? Or I shouldn't say you guys, but the city did, right, in regards to the homeless?
Yeah, the city did. And first of all, I want to file a complaint with Moving Team 6 because I don't like the weather today. I apologize for that. So when the city of Bismarck did an ordinance try to give a little bit more authority to law enforcement to clean up some of the encampments and things like that.
Kind of like what we did here.
I wasn't a part of that, but you got to back up a little bit. So, and I can speak to Bismarck, and the one thing I always warned about is if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. So you can't be too robust. And everybody wants to talk about, oh, we got to fix homelessness. Well, it's too big of a problem. You're not going to fix it, but how do you mitigate it? Well, you break it down. What is homelessness? Homelessness is just a symptom of a root cause. So when you start talking about homelessness, you start looking at mental health issues,
drug,
addiction,
alcohol
issues. Yep. Go put those, work on those.
Yep.
And the homeless stuff will take care of itself. But people want to throw the money after money after money. We're going to fix this problem. Well, money's not going to fix the problem because it's not, it's just a symptom. Homelessness is not the problem. And you take a look at what was built here in Bismarck, and this started before I was mayor, because somebody had passed away, froze to death in the winter, and the community got, well, we have this big homeless problem, and we have to fix it. Well, there wasn't a big problem, but fine, you wanted to fix something. And I always guarded against, if you build it, they will come, because now you're providing more and more, so you're attracting rather than mitigating what's already here, and that causes more taxpayer expense. But what the United Way did at the behest of the city was they stepped up, and it's not the space that they work in, but they've established a homeless shelter. They were clipping along until the city pulled some of the funding and didn't allow them to be open as much, and that was new administration, not under my watch.
No.
They were at about an 85 to 87% clip of getting people out of the homeless cycle.
And what were they doing? What were they doing to get them out of the cycle?
So they set up the services. So it wasn't a low barrier shelter. It addressed families and needs. One example, they had a lady that actually had volunteered for them, and because of the financial position she got put in when her significant other passed away, she became homeless. Well, worked her through the process, worked with state agencies, and got her into a position where she could not be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And that solves a lot of other problems. But that is the way you work at the problem. You're not just throwing money out. Hey, we need some place for people to sleep.
Yeah.
That's not the homeless issue. Again, homelessness is a symptom, not the root cause. And you'll never be able to tackle, quote unquote, homelessness because it's too big of an issue. But you can break it down. I can work on addictions. I can work on undereducated. I can work on underemployed. I can work on all of these other pieces. I can work on mental health. That's the way you tackle what's going on in a community. Because if you just build out all these services, guess what? You're just going to keep throwing more money at it.
And that's what we're doing here.
This, right. And you remember, Jay, I used to live in Portland, Oregon, and homeless capital of whatever. And it was, and they would just throw money and money and money. The problem was, and what I figured out and what a lot of people figured out there is, if you're just throwing money at it, you've got the major segment that's got mental health additions or issues, a big segment that's got addiction issues, and then you've got granted, Portland, larger community, you've got about 25 to 35% of the people that just don't want to be part of society. They just wanted to live off the grid, and they were homeless by choice. Well, the problem is, without the mental health issues and without the addiction issues, if you've got a community that is throwing a ton of money to solve a problem that whether or not it really exists is up for debate, guess who's sucking up all the funds? They were finding out that 25 to 35% were sucking up 85 to 90% of the revenue that was being pumped into fixing the homeless crisis. Because without that mental cognitive block that addiction and mental health issues provide, we have the wherewithal to go figure out how to scam the system and suck up the money.
Yeah, and have no responsibility, don't have to answer to
and
anybody.
Have no, nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like law enforcement. When you see the calls, it's like a small percentage of people are sucking up all the calls that law enforcement have to go out on.
Yeah.
How much do you think, because I know the city of Fargo, when the legislative session starts, they're going to go out there and ask for money from the state for help. Do you think the state should financially get involved when it comes to the homeless issue?
No, because you take a look at every community is different. Mm-hmm. Every community has issues. I don't see a big homeless problem in Kindred.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a big homeless problem in Mayville. What's different?
Well,
they don't have the facilities
exactly
to provide for all these homeless people.
All the services
Again,
are in Fargo.
You build it, and they will come.
Well, that's what the former police chief here said a long time ago, and they started pushing this. He said, look, if you do this, you're going to have this problem, this problem, this problem, and this problem. And every problem that he laid out, the city is now having to deal with. Now, the city is going to want money or ask for money from the state commissioner because they say, look, you know, a lot of the people that are here have come from other communities in North Dakota, and we're left, you know, stuck with the bill on this. So we need some help here.
Excuse me, but if they did, why? Because you invited them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the problem.
Well,
I've seen an increase in homelessness, or at least people that are sitting on the intersections purveying to be homeless,
mm-hmm.
Trying to collect money.
Yep.
I've seen an increase in that in Bismarck. I have.
Steve, I was out. I was out there. Steve, I was out there this fall about five times. I had to roll out there for ride stuff, and I could not believe the difference I saw from like even a year ago being out in Bismarck, and the amount of homeless people I saw staggering around, people high. One guy at 9 o'clock in the morning staggering right down the middle of
right in front of McDonald's before you head down to the expressway.
Now I'm trying to think, what's the main thoroughfare there that goes to the Capitol? What is that, Center Street? What is that called? Center? I don't know.
Yes, State Street.
9 o'clock in the morning, just stumbling through traffic. Alex and I go to the Arby's just off State Street. A homeless person, this is about 12:30 in the afternoon, laying halfway on the street, halfway on the curb, completely naked underneath the sleeping bag. We thought the dude was dead. It's like, what has happened? I don't ever remember seeing this.
You know the difference?
What?
Okay, and here's the difference. When I was mayor, we had a different methodology, and it was about, okay, helping those get out of the cycle, and that's what the United Way homeless shelter was working on. The current mayor, his methodology was, well, low barrier shelters, and, you know, just provide a safe place for people to be. Well, when somebody can show up at a shelter overnight, high, stoned, intoxicated, and doesn't get the help that they need to get out of the cycle.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What the hell are you doing? And that's where you're spending tax dollars? No. I could validate what the United Way was doing, because what they were doing were helping offset costs to law enforcement, first responders, our medical community, the emergency rooms. I could quantify the impact that they were making in those spaces. You can't do that with a low barrier shelter. You can't do that without somebody having to have some responsibility for their own personal well-being.
Well, here we have the Downtown Engagement Center. It used to be police headquarters, and that's where the homeless can go in and
get a meal,
take a shower, you know, get information on you know, where to go to get help and stuff like that.
Do they have to be sober?
I don't know if they do or not. I'm gonna say I don't think so. I don't think they need to. And now, you know, you've got the freezing.
Then you're building a bigger problem.
Yeah, and that's what people
build it and they will come.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Now I want to read this to you. We have Commissioner Michelle Turnberg, who is just stirring the pot. She's trying to come up with solutions and knew this was going to get shot down at last night's meeting. But she came up with Operation Save Fargo. And it's amazing that she comes up with this. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, from the mayor and deputy mayor at last night's meeting, all of a sudden we hear, well, hold on. We have an alternative plan for consideration, and we'll present that on Monday, December 23rd. It's just out of the blue, all of a sudden, these two have an idea. But here's what Michelle here was Michelle's idea. Now, it's not perfect, but it's I thought it was something, and a lot of people did. Objectives: to ensure the safety and well-being of all residents, individuals experiencing homelessness in Fargo. This plan establishes immediate measures for emergency shelter, enhanced public safety, long-term solutions to address homelessness and related challenges in the community. One, camping restrictions on city property. Unauthorized camping on city-owned property will no longer be permitted. Existing campsites will be removed, and any newly established campsites will be dismantled promptly. Transportation assistance. Individuals displaced by the camping restrictions will be offered transportation assistance, including a bus ticket to their hometown or another city of their choice. Emergency shelter at the Fargo Civic Center. Fargo Civic Center will be repurposed as an emergency shelter to provide immediate relief during the winter months. Key operational guidelines: substance-free environment, drugs, alcohol, individuals under the influence will not be permitted. Safety screens.
Ding, ding, ding.
Fargo Police Department will conduct ID checks to screen for outstanding warrants and prevent entry of level one sex offenders. Adequate accommodations. The shelter will feature cots to allow individuals to rest comfortably. Pet-friendly policy. Individuals with animals may bring their pets, provided the animals are leashed or crated at all times. Crates will be provided if necessary. 24/7 security. Trained security personnel will be on site around the clock to ensure safety. Operational timeline. The Civic Center will remain open as an emergency shelter until May 1st. Reallocation of existing resources. Funds currently allocated to the winter warming program at Cass County Public Health will be redirected to support the Civic Center shelter. After May 1st, services offered by the Downtown Engagement Center will transition to Cass Public Health. The deck building will either be sold, it's worth about $2.3 million, or repurposed as a Fargo Police Department substation. Proceeds from the sale will be used to offset expenses incurred by the emergency shelter with remaining funds deposited into the general fund. If you were a mayor, what would you think of that?
That sounds great to me. There's a few things I would tweak.
Sure.
But it's always a work in progress. But
it's a start.
It's a good start. It's a very good start. And the other function of that is you need to be able to set up the relationships with. So in Bismarck, we have a lot of great nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
What was and is missing sometimes is connecting those that are in need to the nonprofit that works in that specific space, because the scope is very narrow in what a lot of them do.
And that's what the deck does as
umbrella,
well. Yeah.
You need that umbrella to go, okay, you need to go over there and you need to go over here and families need to go here. And then the other side is, how do you work on people getting their Social Security cards? Because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people that may have been incarcerated or have been through homelessness, they don't have their identification.
Yeah, they don't have any of that.
Getting that in place, getting them connected with job service. But that only works if you're clean and sober.
That's right.
If you've got addiction issues, again, homelessness is a symptom. You belong over there if you got addiction issues, because you got to work on the addiction issues first. If you've got mental health issues, you need to belong over there because you need to work on the mental health issues. The homelessness is separate. It's just a symptom of those. You take those two pieces out, now you've got something to work on with legitimate homeless people and can get them out of the cycle of recidivism when it comes to homelessness.
There you go. Kit Hillsborough, Jay Thomas Show.
Part of what bothers me is the fact that we seem to be incentivizing keeping these people in a homeless state rather than getting them out of it. The NELA programs and everything else, they keep statistics so that they can stay in business. We should be asking them to do more to put themselves out of business.
That's right.
We should be compiling statistics as to who wants help and who doesn't. Those who want help should be provided with it, which would hopefully incentivize those who at this point don't want help, because life's too easy to go, geez, maybe I need to get on that bandwagon. We have got it backwards. We are incentivizing them staying permanent residents of the state and the city.
Thanks, Kit. Appreciate the phone call. Basically what you were saying, Steve.
Yeah.
Matt,
you're spot on.
Yeah. Matt, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, Jay, I think that this is a great opportunity to discuss refabricating the Jamestown State Hospital. It is a large chunk of land. I think we should be looking at possibly some of the legacy funds to establish a mental health crisis center unlike any other state that is providing the homelessness, the mental health, the drug addiction. There is plenty of land out there to make separate units. There's plenty of land out there to learn a trade, to have a garden, to have a wood shop, to have a welding, to bring people back on their feet. Now, what that looks like, obviously we need to discuss it because it will be fenced in. And so I think this is a great opportunity for North Dakota, for our legacy fund, to highlight that we are serious about taking care of the mentally ill, the drug abused, and at the same time make sure that our cities are safe and providing everybody with an opportunity.
I love it. Matt, appreciate the phone call. Steve, well, Matt brings up a great point. You know, we've talked about it. You always hear there's just, you know, the mental health issue, the addiction issue. There's just nowhere to bring people. There's just not enough help out there. And the Jamestown has been brought up in the past. And I wouldn't have a problem with the state that is flush in cash, you know, build some kind of facility so people can get the help they need and get back on their feet. Did I lose Steve?
I don't know. We must have. Well, and it's interesting, Jay, too, because when we talked with Kelly Armstrong, he briefly alluded, we know something needs to be done at the state hospital, and he mentioned a couple other facilities as well. Yep. So maybe somebody's thinking about doing something.
I think that's something that needs to be addressed. There's just nowhere for people to go get the help they need. At least, you know, at least here in the metro, everybody's swamped.
You know, and that comes back to the, you know, break it down. If you're going to address homelessness, quote unquote homelessness, you have to break it up. You have to break it into manageable pieces.
Yep.
And somebody with an addiction issue or a mental health issue or an underskilled in the labor market issue or any of those things, they're all different problems. Stop lumping them all together and go throw money at, we're going to fix homelessness, because they're all different. Every component is different.
Yeah, you're dead on. Jim, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
I think Steve needs to come down and run for mayor in Fargo. I think he'd do a fantastic job.
I think we were all shocked because I've known Steve for 30 plus years. I think we were all shocked because Steve has been a media guy his whole life. All of a sudden wake up one day, Jim, and look at the news and go, wait a minute, Steve Bakken is the mayor of the capital city? How the hell did that happen?
I remember the headline like it was yesterday. Talk show host elected mayor.
You gotta be kidding me. And it's like, and people loved you out there, Steve. You did a good, I mean, a really good job being mayor, man.
All those years on the radio, I listened. I didn't talk all the time. I listened, Jay.
Hey, wait a minute now. Is that a dig? Go ahead, Jim.
No. I paid attention.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. I'm getting a bad time. Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
What got me the most last night, especially judging from my experience, and some of your other callers have already mentioned it, when John Strand kind of sneered about, oh, we're going to sniff people's breath and see if they're intoxicated, then turn them away, that really told me one thing right there, that he does not know how any of these shelters, Prairie St. John's or anything, they will not take you unless your blood alcohol level is below a certain level, and that is for the protection of the other habitats, patrons, whatever you want to count it, of the shelter.
No.
Because when you're under the influence of something, you're unpredictable.
Yep.
You could be violent. You could be do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, you know it for you know it for you know it for
know that
you know it first
really blows me away.
You know it firsthand, Jim, because you spent years as what, emergency IC or emergency emergency room nurse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was we used to babysit, and you know, I don't want to say it, but we used to babysit these homeless, intoxicated, addicted people, sometimes all night long before we can finally get them out of there because the shelter won't take them in that condition. So when he says that, oh, well, we can't just turn them away, well, yes, you can. Even go put them in the Who Scout. We'll put them in the jail if that's where you need to put them, but you can't bring them into a shelter. And if the fact that he, like I said, he doesn't know that,
tells me that he doesn't really know, I don't think, what the hell he's doing in that job.
Yeah, I didn't, and I didn't know until a caller earlier today called in and said that. I thought you could go to these shelters and, hey, if you're drunk, intoxicated, a little hyped, but you're fine. So, Jim, appreciate the phone call. Steve, before I let you rock
and
roll.
That's a low-barrier shelter.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
low
barrier.
Low-barrier shelter model.
Well, when are you going to move back to Fargo and run for city commission?
I don't think my wife would like that.
Yeah,
but
I don't think she would either.
Maybe she'd like me 2.5 hours away. She might. I don't know.
Well, there you go, buddy. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, exactly. I don't blame her. Hey, Steve, thanks for jumping on short notice. Like I said, I just wanted to get your perspective on it as mayor of the capital city and now a Burleigh County commissioner. I know you've had to deal with this. So good conversation. Thanks, brother. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, my friends.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. There you go, Steve.
Well, and part of this is, you know, and John said something about that when he was running during the campaign, including during a debate on our radio station. He lives in the 1900s, thinks that cash and alcohol are what's ruining society. Yeah. You may have forgotten about drugs, mental health, all this other, you know. Mm. It alcohol, yes, it is bad if you overindulge.
Just like anything.
But there are other things.
On Big Macs is bad for you.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. The McRib can kill you, too.
I can't put things back. You know, and here's the thing. You know, I have invited John on my show multiple times. John, come on. You know, I mean, yeah, you may feel like coming to the Wolf's Den, but we'll treat you with respect. Just come on. He won't do it, man.
Well, and you know,
I had Denise on my show when Denise was running for commission.
Yeah.
I remember when Denise Kolpak ran for commission. Reached out to me, came on my show. I remember because I was doing the show that day from out at the Guntry Club.
Yeah.
I have never had that many phone calls for a commission candidate in my life for any city. Calls were crazy. And I'm like, okay. And I still think, you know, Denise does a good job, but there's times when it's like, what are you doing, Denise?
Well, you brought it up on this show too. I mean, it was that way in a national election, and it seems like it's a bit on the local level as well. We have lost the ability to truly talk about and properly debate issues. Well, if you're one side, you're a horrible
That's
person,
right.
And if you're the other side, well, then it's okay.
Yeah. By the way, before we go to the markets, here are the top 10 finalists. Four times person of the year. I'm not kidding.
Oh, God. Okay.
Kamala Harris. Really? Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales.
Oh, Middleton. Yeah. Yeah.
Elon Musk. Economist dubbed the first lady of Russian opposition. Benjamin Netanyahu. Jerome Powell, chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve.
I am surprised they put Netanyahu. Isn't he a war criminal?
I'm surprised at Ellie's name so far.
Yeah.
Claudia Sheinbaum, president of Mexico.
Yes. Mexico's first female and Jewish president of Mexico.
Donald Trump, Mark Zuckerberg.
Why the hell is he on?
And last but not least, it would be my pick, Joe Rogan.
Hey, there you go.
All right, I'll get caught up on all these emails and more of your calls when we come back, Jay Thomas Show. Don't get me going on that. Ronnie and I were talking about these last episodes of Yellowstone, how horrible they are. It's just like,
I mean, the last episode seemed like, hey, I wrote this thing and I'll just stick myself in an episode.
Yeah, what is Taylor Sheridan now? Hugh Hefner? Strip poker and selling horses and some supermodel as his girlfriend? Come on.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was awesome and everything, unless you're a big fan of the show.
I didn't think it was awesome. It's like, you guys, there's one more episode left in this whole series. This thing better be explosive this Sunday. There better be death and destruction. All right, kill that. I hate this song.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that I just assumed that this was it. I had heard all along that this was going to be the final episode. And then at the end of the last episode, I see season finale, not show finale.
It is because it is and it isn't. Because there's talk that there's going to be a spinoff where it's just Beth and Rip, basically,
well,
the main characters.
Heard, so
they would tie. Who knows? I'm over Yellowstone. I'll watch this last episode.
Yeah.
I'm so addicted to Landman. Oh, it's so good. Billy Bob Thornton is he's like my wife says, it's like he brought back his bad Santa character.
Yeah.
It's just great.
I mean, we haven't watched an episode yet. I'm excited to see it.
What are you waiting for?
Well,
there's five of them out now.
I know.
Five or four or five. You got to watch it. you'll instantly. I think this is Taylor Sheridan's best stuff yet.
But
better than Yellowstone.
But you know, my wife brought up the point when we were catching up on Yellowstone last night. She's like, I think this proves that they were not expecting Costner to bail, and they had no plan.
They didn't have a plan.
And that's, I think, indicative of this last episode, because it was all over the place.
Oh, these flashbacks and going down to the Four Sixes Ranch all the time, and it just stopping.
Brought to you by Frito-Lay, by the way.
Well, that and
Four Sixes
Four
Whiskey.
Four Sixes Whiskey.
I mean, you gotta love the guy. He's a capitalist. He's making money.
He's making great
six
money.
Ways to Sunday off of this thing.
He was making $800, I think, an episode or something like that on Sons of Anarchy.
Right. Yeah.
You know, playing the sheriff there.
Yeah.
And now look at him. Jay, I walked the river on Sunday, about 20 tens in the stretch between the two railroad bridges. Garbage everywhere. Even one broken lawnmower, not sure what they were mowing. Strand is misinformed, and the city staff that testified 2 weeks ago was misinformed. Three commissioners are making decisions on misinformation. Was Strand last night? Remember, he said there were 9 tents down there or 9 people. Or so, was that John that said that? I think it was. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Do you want me to send you pictures, John?
Yeah, we get them on a regular basis.
Jay, try speaking out at a city council meeting. They won't let people speak out because they have rules. Well, they should have rules. You can't have a bunch of mayhem at these commission meetings. And there was until he put the rules in place. Jay, you are the one that gave Michelle the Civic Center idea, and I can see why they don't want to use it. They would totally destroy it. No, they wouldn't, because there'd be 24/7 security there. So no, they're not going to destroy it.
Right.
It would not be usable after. The majority of the homeless people are either drug using of some sort or alcohol. There won't be anybody there if you follow the rules. Well, then fine. Don't go there. Another email, Jay, why don't they do what Chicago does with their homeless on cold nights? They run their city buses down to the tented cabins, keep them running, and use them for warming centers. Huh, I didn't know they did that in Chicago.
Yeah, but except
that's
Chicago is just like New York. They got no money.
Exactly.
I mean, they may be running buses, but it's on somebody's deficit. So.
Yeah, Jay, check out motivational speaker Chris Farley. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, everybody's seen those. Another email. Jay, if this was Strand's portfolio, why hasn't he done squat for 3 years then? He said there's only a handful of people living by the river now. He has no idea. Michelle said they spent over... That's right. You catch this? They spent over $70,000 so far on cleaning up the camps down there.
Yeah.
70 grand.
I thought she alluded to that the last time she was on the show, too, but yeah.
Mayor said, the parade was safe. Sure, the parade was safe, Jay. There were over 15,000 people there.
Yeah.
Colpack's got
plus all the law enforcement that were there
exactly.
As security.
Well, that's exactly. You had the chief of police. Remember, was something going on Broadway Square? Look how safe it is down here. Yeah, chief, that's because you got a gazillion police officers
right.
Sitting out here. Of course, it's safe.
I mean, it's
the way it should be.
Yeah, just clueless, absolutely clueless, and out of touch.
Let's see. Well, still in that. Okay, I can't read that one on here. Okay. Jay, 70. Eddie bets the majority of the 70 organizations are looking for payments for services rendered. After all, the city is broke. Let's see. Another email. Jay, problem with Michelle Turnberg's plan was and is cost. It cost a fortune to heat the Civic. The Civic... The heat's always on at the Civic.
That's what
I'm
saying.
They don't shut the heat off.
You're
the heat's
already
always on.
Paying for it.
Plus,
yeah.
The money for that, if they sell the building that the downtown engagement center is, the money to go to help cover the cost of that, what's left goes to the general fund. Michelle, that all figured out. The bus ticket home, question mark. The persons in question are homeless. Where do they go? Well, if they don't want to be here and they can get out of here, give them a ticket out of here. Another email, Jay, maybe the 10 homeless each have two tents, one for daytime and one for sleeping. We'll get that one. Another email, Jay, Fargo City Commission is better compared to herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. The chronic solution of doing nothing is contagious among the left-leaning commission members. It certainly didn't take Commissioner Kolpak long to become left-leaning and willing to create more of the same overspending but do-nothing crap that has plagued Fargo since Pick the Biggest Loser ranked choice voting was initiated in Fargo and resulted in Arlette Preston creating a hostile leftist do-nothing commission. It's been years since the Fargo City Commission actually did something productive. Even the camping ban was followed by a step backwards. City Commission is like an eighth grade boy slow dancing, one step forward. One step forward, one step backwards with at least three dips. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. If they use private security at the Civic, isn't PetroServe paying over $100,000 on private security at their downtown store? Yeah, I don't know what the private security would cost.
Right.
Another email. Jay, Civic Center is not feasible at all. Who's going to finance this and who's going to want to work there? You will not keep help. It's going to be a nightmare. Nobody wants to be around the people that will be housed there. You'll have to have metal detectors and search and frisk everyone that comes in. I don't think it'd be that much of an issue.
You mean like City Commission on City Commission meeting night?
I don't know. I are they doing that? I thought.
Well, I know we thought they were doing it, but according to Michelle, that didn't happen. I guess. Yeah. So
Jay, you were talking yesterday. Somebody called about security for DoorDash. I have also heard of DoorDash people having security with them. The people who have security say when you are carrying packages and not paying attention, by the time they get the package out of their hands, it would be too late to protect themselves. That is crazy. We heard that yesterday.
Yeah.
More drones. Jay, born and raised in New Jersey, been out here for 12 years. When I first heard about the drones flying over all these towns weeks ago from NJ 101.5, I figured they were ours. There's a large military base in Morris County called Picatinny?
Yeah, that's the
arsenal.
That's the arsenal, the ammunition base that we saw they were flying over. Yeah.
By now, I figured they would have said something. I'm starting to wonder if it's someone else's. Yeah, these drones are not ours. We talked about this when we got on the air earlier this afternoon. All these drones flying over New Jersey, and they can't get any answers. Government won't respond to the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy. The mayors are getting no responses. And then finally today, the Pentagon and FBI, well, we better look into this. You got all these drones the size of school buses flying all over at nighttime, and nobody's doing anything.
Yeah.
Nobody can get answers.
Well, the FBI couldn't do anything because they've been testifying on Capitol Hill the last two weeks.
These are, oh my God, look who's in the building. the gift that keeps on giving. Did I say her name like three times in a row?
You may have.
Yeah, Michelle Turnberg's here. let's see. Jay, the drones, what are your thoughts on those drones gathering facial recognition information in regards to searching for the CEO killer or something else? I was wondering that too, but these things have been, there she is.
For 3 weeks, yeah.
These things have been flying over Jersey cities for 3 weeks now, so it had nothing to do with them looking for the CEO killer. And now they're flying over New York City. And again, nothing. Nothing from the government.
Now, aren't we all going to be surprised when they, at the end of this week,
Taylor Sheridan filming another show.
Well, I was going to say they're all going to drop banners that says tune in for the next season of Jersey Shore, but...
I think that show's washed up, buddy. I think that one's done.
What's it been on? 17 seasons?
Something like that. Yeah, there's all kinds of different, you know, reboots of it. Jersey Family Vacation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Snooki Does Jersey. I don't know. Oh, my God. This drone thing. Yeah, you folks, and I'm looking at my map, and a lot of folks listening in New York City and Jersey. I'm telling you, man, I would be concerned, too, and hopefully you folks are going to get answers out there. Because this would be driving me nuts, too. Why are these drones flying over these areas they shouldn't be, over our homes? And they're big, man. And they're fast. These things, they estimate they're moving at about, when they move, they're going about 70 miles an hour.
Well, yeah, then they're...
These ain't some kids playing around in their backyard trying to scare people.
Yeah, and I have seen in other countries, like when they fly over soccer matches... They have a thing that is able to jam a signal and bring them down
they
to the
can
ground.
Jam them.
But obviously,
nobody's jamming them.
Yeah, nobody's
well, like
doing
I,
that.
Like
to
I
these
said
things.
Before, if the government, if these are not ours, but again, this is this administration and our government at work. You know, they're getting nothing done. We'll do nothing. You got drones flying over an arsenal base in Jersey.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can't shoot one of these down in a neighborhood. That thing the size of a car or bus, it comes down, it's going to cause serious damage. But if you're over a base, you can notify the base, hey, everybody move. All right, bring the sniper out, shoot that thing out of the sky. Let's see what we got.
Well,
these are adversaries,
and
man.
And we know from the Ukraine that they can be set up to carry munitions.
Of course they can.
So if they've been flying over the area for 3 weeks, I mean, nobody would have known if they would have decided to drop bombs.
Yeah, they're
until,
not dropping
until
Amazon after, packages.
Yeah, until they were dropped.
Let's see. Jay, a little chuckle for the day. I was at a grocery store in West Fargo, and two young police officers were ringing the bell. I asked because not sure fire or police department. Response, we're the good guys, police. How was that? Let's see. All right, I'm caught up on email. Well, Michelle Turnberg, what's going on? You're the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, I do what I can to help your show, Jay.
Oh, my God. It's like, yeah, okay. What a night last night.
Ugh.
Oh, can't wait
to tell you.
Can't wait to talk to you about this when we come back. 4 o'clock, Jay Thomas Show.
Too much, but I will give you information.
Jay Thomas Show. I think I must have said Michelle three times, and she just pop
it's like
pops,
my ruby slippers
pops up in the. I don't think your ruby slippers would go for $32.5 million.
I could literally offer every resident in Fargo $1 million, and there would be people showing up at the city commission meetings saying that I'm the devil and what a horrible idea that is.
You are the devil. You're the devil to the other commissioners.
Oh my gosh!
Well, except for Pepcorn. Pepcorn's glad
love
you're
him.
There. I watched the meeting last night, and your plan, it had no chance in hell. All I had to do is look at the two commissioners and the mayor, and I'm going, there's no way they're going to pass this thing.
No.
And like I said earlier, I think it is because you're the greenhorn, you're the newbie, you came in and you're trying to get stuff done. It's making them look bad. Because they've been, how long has he been mayor? How long has she been a commissioner? How long has John been a commissioner? And he just keep kicking his can down the road, and you come in like a bull in a china shop, say, look, man, we got to come up with ideas, and you're banging these ideas. I'm not saying they're perfect, but it's something. And I think they're like, this lady's making us look bad.
Well,
she can't one-up us.
I said, what are you bringing? What are you bringing? I go, we're in winter. We've already failed. We're in winter. It's freezing.
Well, you blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, porta-potties? Porta-potties has
you
been your
that. That
idea.
That was funny. That was good.
And that's a year and a half, 2 years old, I think, the porta-potties.
Well, I took care of that. Pepcorn said, thank you, Jay, because once you started going off on the porta-potty thing, that ended real quick. It's almost like, I hate to say this, it's almost like there's a jealousy. I don't know what, I'm serious. I'm just like, It's almost like, Michelle, shut the hell up, sit back for a couple of years and watch how the pros do it. Well, you're not pros, okay? Because you're not getting this stuff done. And, man, was John upset with you. I mean, what did you run roughshod over his portfolio or something?
Well, and
but he doesn't know his portfolio.
Well, I'm sorry. Then explain it to me more appropriately, because when I ran, what did I say? Common sense.
Yep.
Let's try and fix the homeless problem and let's support our law enforcement.
Yeah.
That's basically all I said.
And that's why you got voted in, because that's what people want.
Yep. So what? I'm supposed to tell people I'm going to try and fix the homeless
and then do
issues
nothing
and just sit there?
Well, believe there's only 9 tents down by the river. I heard that. I'm like, what?
You made it sound like there are 9 people.
Have you been down there? Come on. You don't know your portfolio. Oh, my God. And what are we going to sit by the door and smell everybody's breath before they come into the civic? He made that comment, too. It's like,
apparently he's going to open it up anyway so he can do the breath smelling.
Here's the other, and then I keep hearing, we're going to go lobby the legislatures when they go into sessions. And that's great, but let's be real, okay? I'm not saying that this is going to happen. I hope that we don't have lawmakers, a majority of them, that have this mentality. But this is still referred to as Imperial Cass County.
Absolutely.
And you have a city that keeps bucking the lawmakers when they pass a law in legislative session, whether it's the Second Amendment garbage that they tried to pull in Fargo. I can't remember what the other one was. You don't think there's lawmakers that are not going to forget that? Uh-uh. And let me tell you something. Fargo may be the biggest city in the state, the biggest metro area. We got a lot of lawmakers that come out of here. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You got a lot of lawmakers from small town North Dakota that have a lot of power in pull.
Absolutely.
A lot of power.
And we had a great meeting with lawmakers. Mm-hmm. But leaving that meeting, I felt like there's no guarantee we're getting anything. And they basically said that.
Yeah.
And then from the other commissioners were like, oh, we had this great meeting. We're going to go and have them lobby. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not for, when is that, January gets in session? There's no guarantee. And we are Imperial Cass.
Yeah. And you brought that up last night.
Yes.
There's no guarantee on this money.
No. And I will say, I reached out to the governor even. Mm-hmm. He got back to me, texted me back personally.
Okay. Burgum or elect?
Yes, Burgum.
Okay.
Burgum, because I'm like, we got a couple of weeks left. Maybe we can just do a Hail Mary and get something out of this.
Yeah, how'd that work?
And this morning I had a great conversation with two members of his staff. And we've actually gotten a lot of money to Cass County Public Health for the detox. And they're sending me all that information. Mm-hmm. And so when I get that, I'll have a better understanding of how much we've gotten. They don't have a whole lot left in the biennium to give.
Yeah.
Because they have until, I believe it's the end of June, that like 300,000 or something they have left.
Okay.
So understandable. It was at least, it was an effort to try and get something. But they're aware of our problems and they're sending me more information.
Heads up, listeners are messaging me, telling me they're on their way back. Interstate from Mapleton to Fargo is extremely icy. So if that's the way you head when you get off work here at 5, watch it. How was it when you came in town?
Is it a little slick?
Is it a little
greasy? Just got a few snow pellets, so I'm guessing roadways are a little greasy.
I let Nettie out and I was slipping and sliding just on the sidewalk.
Jay, since you got Michelle on all the time, new airline. I'm Jay Thomas Show 2 to 4. Commissioner catch up with Michelle Turnberg and Jay Thomas from 4 to 5. I used to do that with Tony quite a bit. Touchdown Tony when he was commissioner. Look, I mean, honestly, I'm sick of talking about this. It's like it's like, hey, good afternoon, and welcome to the Homeless Show with Jay Thomas. I mean, this is an issue that everybody's talking about, and people are becoming frustrated on both sides, whether, people are backing the homeless or people are saying, hey, do something about it.
How can you not be frustrated? Nothing's happening.
And again, I'm I'm in West Fargo, so I really don't have a dog in this fight, but my show does air through the metro area, so you got to talk about it. But the part that gets me is I just, It's excuse after excuse after excuse.
And twisting into fake news what it is I'm trying to help with. Like, for instance, the forum taking bus tickets and making it sound like, oh, Michelle wants to ship everyone out of here. And then people showing up last night like, I'll ship you out of here forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm like,
okay.
You know what? Not everyone has the means, if they have a home somewhere else, to get there.
Well, that was the thing.
Not everyone has that.
See, that's the thing. These people don't read the whole story.
No, or they read headlines that are clickbait.
They're drive-by headline readers. That's all they are. They made it sound like what your plan is that everybody that's homeless, you're getting a bus ticket, get out of here. No.
Not
even
close.
We're giving you the opportunity. Look, you're not from here? Do you want to go back home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to give you. I can't afford it. Do you want to stay in Fargo
in the middle of winter?
I can't afford it. Well, we'll get you a bus ticket if you want to go home.
Yeah.
Somebody brought up a good point yesterday. How do you stop it from if people, I want a bus ticket out of here, and it's just, okay, well, come summer, they're back here again. Come next winter, they're gone again.
Yeah, I thought about that too, and we'd have to get names. It can't be a hard process from when I was speaking with the sergeant, Michael Cassavan from Palm Springs, and that's what they do. And he said the key is the police have to be on board. They're able to do it on the spot. And if people want to go to jail or go home, they give them the choice. And more often than not, they want to go home.
Did you ever ask him how many come back?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, huh?
No. And that would be a simple way. You register your name and you get picked up for something and you're in jail.
I don't know, Michelle.
I'm always open to ideas.
I know.
And mine I've never said mine are perfect.
No, I know.
I'm just trying to come up with something to help.
It's just frustrating because, again, you're actually trying to come up with that. Just like Pap Corn did, Tony Gehrig went through the same thing when he was on the commission. He'd come up with these ideas, constantly shot down. It was time and time again. Every once in a while, he could get something through. You're doing the same thing. And I'm hoping that more and more citizens are realizing what's going on with this commission and going, okay, you know what? These other commissioners need to go because they are not getting the job. It's not like this homeless problem popped up overnight.
No.
This has been going, and it's always, the housing first. We've been hearing for years about this housing first. That is never going to happen. Who's going to pay for it? You're not going to get these developers to get involved in this because, number one, the government ain't paying squat back on this like HUD housing. They're not paying back enough to cover the cost of doing that housing.
And quite frankly, friends of mine who are property owners and rent out, and they've reached out to me. And the sad thing is they can't rent to people who are addicts and who have, because their property gets trashed.
That's right. That's part of the reason why this latest, 82 units, the property owner said, I'm done doing HUD.
Yeah,
I can't do it anymore because my places are getting trashed. HUD is not, they're not paying back enough in the, what do they call those renter whatever things? They cover
must some, be vouchers. Or
vouchers. Yeah. That's it. They're not. It's just not paying. I can't swing this. It's now coming out of my pocket to cover all this. So I'm done. I'm done with the HUD housing.
Well, and
that's 82 more low income housing units that are gone.
Right.
And this pipe dream of where, you know, it's great. You could sit there amongst your friends when you're having, your martinis and eating your fancy cheeses and stuff like that, talking about, these housing, affordable housing and this and that. But again, who's going to build it?
Well, I liken it to, I always think back to the firefighters, because the firefighters had a problem. No one was fixing it.
They did it themselves.
They stepped up and they said, listen, here's our plan. We will put the footwork in. We will do the work. Just let us be on the ballot. Let the people decide. They came up with a solution and the people overwhelmingly supported them.
That's right.
So if people have ideas, don't just sit and bitch.
Yeah, do something.
Do something.
Do something about it. I emailed last night all the resistance to checking for sobriety at the public shelter. Isn't public intoxication a city violation?
Well, how about illegal drugs? Yeah. Isn't that illegal?
Yeah.
But we hand out needles.
So how can letting impaired people into a public building be acceptable? I'm a Minnesota resident, and I think this is ridiculous.
Hey, and I have complete empathy for people who deal with addictions yep. and their family members, wow. and it's a horrible, horrible thing to go through. That is not that's not the issue. I understand that. We had people last night that spoke up about it. But why, instead of spending $100,000 on needles, aren't we spending that on treatment and getting these people help? And I get not everyone's ready for help and mm-hmm. not everyone is. Yeah. But let's focus on fixing instead of enabling.
They always tell you, too, a lot of, you know, when you're dealing with addiction, and we've dealt with addiction in my family, it's tough love.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes down to tough love and hitting rock bottom. But, yeah, the needle, and it's funny that they call it a needle exchange.
And and that got me thinking, Ronnie, do you have the curse word buzz button ready to go?
No. Be okay. Nice.
So I won't read verbatim any emails, but people are like, oh, you're citing studies and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, actually, none of the studies really are applicable to what we do because we don't require an exchange.
Yeah.
We just give them.
Yeah.
So really, any needle exchange program study that people are talking about isn't even something that you can compare to what Fargo is doing.
Yeah.
Because we just give them out. You don't have to give them back.
Yeah. And from what I'm told, these needles... You know, because it's all about, look, it's showing that if you hand out these clean needles, it drops hepatitis and HIV and other diseases. From what I'm being told, these needles are being reused all the time.
My homeless reasonable. Friend told me, there, if you think that people are using needles once, you're absolutely out of your mind.
This comes from your homeless friend.
Yep. And who is a heavy addict, recovered and sober. Mm-hmm. But had been in Fargo when he was addicted, and he said it was the worst time probably of his life.
Why?
Drugs were so easy to get, and services were so easy to get.
Really?
Yep.
How long was he homeless for?
Oh, a long time.
And yeah. He said Fargo was the worst.
Yes.
Well, and you think
that's interesting.
And yep. You think about it, too.
Need him to go stand up in front of the commission.
Yeah, and I brought this up at the beginning of the show, and a number of callers alluded to it as well. The disdain that everybody showed for your proposal last night, acting like we were picking and choosing if we took sex offenders, people who were addicted to drugs or potentially alcohol out of the mix, we were somehow picking and choosing who could be warm and who was left out
to
die.
You're making a safe space.
That was the whole title of the proposal, was Operation Save Fargo. How are you safe with a level one sex offender sleeping next to you?
Or somebody high as a kite going bananas.
I know, but I mean, it was like nobody.
I'm sorry, that's where the cutoff is. We don't have an endless pot of money.
Yeah.
We can't keep enabling and throwing money at the problem. And I have seen the videos of places that I have portfolios of when you let people in city buildings that are drunk or on drugs and the fights that break out,
mm-hmm.
the manic, the tweaking out.
Oh, yeah.
With
tweakers.
With people that are around with families. I've seen the videos.
Well, yeah, but
that's not safe.
But to act like there aren't already shelters or other entities in the city of Fargo that do not also have the same rules.
Yeah.
It's like they all forgot that's the case.
Yeah.
But because you suggested it, all of a sudden, what a heartless person.
She likes Trump. She must be stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's Trump's fault. Yep. I honestly can't wait to hear this alternative plan that Tim, Mayor Mahoney and Deputy Mayor Kolpak have.
Well, and can you imagine?
Do you have any idea what it is?
Nope. And if I don't like it, and then what if I vote against it? Then what? Oh,
you're a horrible person.
Can you imagine?
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to be marked. You're going to be marked as a horrible person. So they have this plan.
No idea.
But nobody's seen it.
No idea.
Pepcorn, Strand, nobody?
First I ever heard of it was at the meeting.
That's first I ever heard of it.
Well, and my point is...
Couldn't even give you any teasers on it.
The mayor especially has been on for how long with all the working with these other entities that supposedly have an issue. If you had a plan, where was your plan 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
They got a plan now because Michelle rolls in here, gets elected. She's new to the commission, hits the ground running, has a plan, comes out with a bullet point plan. Not perfect, but hey, look, boom, 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 boom. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Okay.
We could have tabled it. We could have tweaked it. We could have fixed it. We could have made improvements, made changes, but nope.
Pam, J. Thomas Show.
Okay. I have a question or a comment. When I lived in Wilmer, Minnesota, I worked at a church, and the churches there got together, and they had a rotation every month that they would bring in the homeless, and they would bring in X number of homeless.
Okay.
If they were a single woman, they were in a separate area than the single men.
Yeah.
The kids were separated from, you know, they were with the family, but they were separated from the other general population.
Sure.
So, but then they came together and breakfast was served, lunch was on their own, and then dinner was served. We have a plethora of churches here. Mm-hmm. Why can't something like that be done here?
Okay, I think that's what got churches united. Wasn't churches united, all these churches working together?
Came together.
And then, you know, hey, churches united, here you go, do this. And I don't remember, did the churches at one time do that? Have they ever opened up their doors for the homeless?
I think during COVID that happened.
During COVID they did?
I'm not positive.
I'm not sure. But to me, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Clothe the naked?
Mm-hmm.
Feed the homeless?
No.
You know?
I think that's a wonderful idea. What we have the separation of church and state, and sometimes we have to allow charities to be charities and the city to do city work. I mean, to me, we should be focused on lowering your taxes, water, sewage,
law enforcement, fire,
first responders. Exactly. But instead, we're focused on this.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done. I don't like going downtown. I don't like going to Lindenwood Park anymore. It's just for the fair soul safety reason.
Well, you and a lot of other people. Bam, appreciate the phone call.
And Jay, you alluded to this when somebody else brought that up at one time, too. I mean, you've got Churches United and some entities that are set up to be shelters. There's a fair amount of these churches that are not. And then if you open them up, you've done no background check. Yeah. You don't know who you're bringing in, what they could do to church staff, all of that stuff.
And Churches United is full. They are full. And that new CEO that came in is trying to clean up the mess that was made financially of Churches United. He's doing a fantastic job.
Right.
Hey, Tammy, you're up. J. Thomas Show.
Hey, Michelle, what did the city commissioners that voted against your plan say exactly that they did not like about it? And has anybody noticed the complete hostility that John Strand has been treating you with?
Oh, yeah. It's he's,
what?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Well, yeah.
You know, what did they say? That they have this grand plan that they've been working on, and that they kind of poo-pooed mine, like, we have this grand plan that's coming out in 2 weeks. So they poo-pooed it, and then John Strand was
livid,
very upset that I apparently stepped on his toes, and he wasn't involved in the plan. This is the first I've heard of it. Well,
Are you involved in the grand plan?
No, I haven't heard one thing about it. Not one.
So, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I watched the whole meeting last night, Tammy, and they really didn't dive into it. There was no like, well, Michelle, this part's good, but what about this? It was just like, all right, everybody, you ready? She's on the ground. Pile up on her right now.
Yeah, and like I said, we could have easily tabled it if they weren't happy with it and said, let's improve a few things
here. Let's go through it.
Let's go through it. Maybe the Civic doesn't work. Maybe insulated tents work. Maybe this is a better idea. But nope, it was just... 3-2, like it always is.
it's my impression that a lot of these people are business people, but they aren't acting like it. And this job is a business position, isn't it?
Exactly. Oof. The city of Fargo is a business, and it needs to be run like a business.
Well, and there may be some of this.
Thanks, Tammy.
Jay mentioned at the beginning of the show, too, that it may be some of this. Michelle, this just isn't how we do
things. Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
Here.
I said, here's what's going to come up to you. Michelle, yeah, we really need to talk to you. Listen, Michelle. We know you're new to this. We know you want to like come in here and actually do stuff, but
just sit there and look pretty.
Listen, pretty lady. just sit back in your chair, keep your mouth shut, and just roll with us for a couple of years. Learn how we do this. Yeah. Learn how it works.
Learn politics.
Learn it. And then you know what? Maybe down the road we'll start letting you get involved in some of this stuff. But for the meantime, just shut up. Mm-hmm. That's how it comes across.
Well,
it was funny because she's going to kill me now. Out in West Fargo when she got elected out there, I'm blanking it out. Pilot. She's a friend, and I can't think of her name.
Yes.
She was commissioner of West Fargo.
It's slipping my mind now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't remember this.
We're getting old. It's fine.
Oh, she hit the same thing, hit the ground running. And it was just like, I mean, you can see the other commissioners looking at her like, hey, could you slow it down a little bit?
Mandy George, I'm sorry, Mandy. And quite frankly, I'm surprised none of the members of the dais in the public commentary period brought this up because, you know, what Commissioner Strand was doing was mansplaining to you.
Yeah. So. Yeah. How was it being in the manosphere? Sorry. Listen, hang on, callers. I got to take a break here. I got to do news and weather 4:32. Jay Thomas Show. Tim, you're on the way. Ross, you're on the way. Ronnie's answering the other line. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Michelle Turnberg. Hey, did you upset another talk show host across the street? I'm getting emails from people.
Oh yeah.
I guess that host is very upset that you won't go on his show.
I told him you shouldn't burn bridges.
That's fantastic.
But I also thanked him for all the free advertising and publicity because I couldn't afford it.
Oh my God. Email says, Jay, I'm in a downtown church. We had to discontinue direct help to the homeless due to too many violent reactions when they didn't receive what they wanted.
That's what I'm saying.
We now support Churches United and other agencies. And I think that's how Churches United started. All the churches said, look,
here's a safe space.
We'll all get together, help on this thing. You guys handle it. All right, Jason's in the mix, too. Hang on, callers. More with Cruella DeVille when we come back. 4:43. I think I brought this up to you once before. Oh, great tune, man. It's Five Finger Death Punch, right?
Yeah.
Alex cannot stand my angry man rock. She hates it. But she loves Five Finger Death
Punch.
The
exact same angry, I call it Jason Satan music. I can't stand it either. Alex and I are sisters in that.
She just, oh my God, there's the angry man rock. Until Five Finger Death Punch is played.
I know. I'm like, how do you relax to this?
That's what it's like. If my wife and I get home at the same time, I can the car.
Your wife loves angry man.
Yeah,
rock.
The car is quiet. Then the door kicks open. And it's like, and I'm like, how can you listen to that?
Hey, Jason, you're up. Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for listening, man.
I just want to say, Michelle, thanks for doing what you're doing, and I voted for you, and I hope you run for mayor someday. What I can't get my head wrapped around is this needle exchange. If they're not making you give back the old needles because it's, and the health part about it, don't you think that dirty needles laying around God's green earth is unhealthy?
Exactly.
Exactly what I tried to say. And they didn't want to embarrass anyone to have to bring in dirty needles to keep them off the streets.
How is that embarrassing anybody? I don't understand.
That was my explanation at the meeting, commission meeting.
I mean, what's that? Why don't we give alcoholics rides to liquor stores? Isn't that public safety then?
I've had alcoholics message me and say that is about as dumb as sending me to a liquor store.
Wow.
But the data.
Thank you so much, though, for the kind words.
Thanks, Jace. Appreciate the phone call. Tim, Jay Thomas Show.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
You know, I think one of the problems is that I think.
Oh, damn it, we lost him. I'm going to put Tim. Tell Tim to either stop driving or do whatever.
He's up in Grand Forks, so the phone may be cutting out.
To talk to him off air.
Okay.
Ross, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry to double dip. I apologize to your other callers. But with Michelle there, I had to feel like I had to call in. Michelle,
yeah, go ahead.
The problem with you being a city commissioner is you're actually doing what a city commissioner is supposed to do.
Yeah, shame on you.
Yeah. You're on the right track. I think this homeless thing, your idea, I really don't see holes in it. I guess there might be, but I don't know where, I can't see them. Keep doing what you're doing. And I said this, you were on Jay's show a while back. I don't expect you to remember it, but I ended my call at that time by saying the same thing I'm going to say now. The city of Fargo is going to be in a lot better spot when Michelle Turnberg becomes Mayor Turnberg.
Wow. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm thinking, Ross, these other commissioners that think there's holes in this so big that Stevie Wonder could see them. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Ross. Steve, you're up, Jay Thomas Show.
So I think that a lot of this needle exchange, to me, is really just nothing but a bunch of kickbacks, because how easy is it to lie about how many needles they're buying and handing out? I personally think that Michelle should bring up that from now on, on the next meeting, they should transfer whoever they're buying the needles from and see who complains about that, because that's where the money's going to go into those people's pockets. That's just my opinion.
Well,
I mean, that's how Willie Davis in L.A. or San Francisco got all of his money. It was on the needle exchange, and they found out that the needle company was sending him money for needles that they weren't buying. That's what I think is going on.
Has this ever been audited?
No, I don't think so. Why not? I need something for the next meeting.
Oh man,
What I would do. I would suggest we're changing the vendors and see who has a problem with that. I would like to know.
A lot of money is going to needles.
That's pretty interesting, Steve. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the phone call, man. Cliff, Jay Thomas Show.
Hi there. Hey, Michelle. Good job. You know, you did the debate, you were very truthful.
Yeah.
And you were acting like you said you admired Trump, and you kind of got criticized for that, which was shocking in a sense. But you came in and you tried to, they wanted a, you know, I can't remember what the tax increase was, 13%. Mm-hmm. You had a proposal for 5%.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, how dare you?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be lectured to by someone like Strand, and then now you have this, and you're going to be lectured to. And you have incredible support, which I think you know, but you're going to continue to take a beat down and just stay strong. And you're trying to solve something, my gosh. And you can just tell who doesn't want to have anything solved.
Yep.
And I've watched this homeless thing. They moved, you know, the tents went from under the bridge to, I was there 2 weeks ago, there's 22. There's a lot less now because it got cold. But those people will find, some of those people have already found a place. You know, it'd be interesting to track where are, because there might only be 9 people down there. That could actually be a true statement. But where did the other ones go?
Mm-hmm.
If they have to find a spot like the old days, they will find a place to survive.
No.
We don't want anyone to die.
No,
exactly.
Sex offenders out and everything else, and it's gonna. And then I'm sure you have a plan to slowly wean. Why are they coming? Last year at this time, there was 2 tents. There was 20 some in this late in the season. Well, they're coming here for a reason, because there's free crap in the city, handing stuff out, and they don't have to go do day labor and everything else to make money. And we're just gonna have double the amount we had last year.
No, you're absolutely spot on. Absolutely. My homeless friend told me that he came to Fargo when he was at his lowest point with addiction, because there were so many drugs available and so many services available.
That is something else, man.
And just one other comment. Someone mentioned, like, well, what's going to prevent the buses sending people back? It's not like you're proposing, hey, everyone has to get on this bus.
No.
And go to this city. It's like, no, if you want to go home, like you use that example of Kansas or whatever.
Yep.
And that person says, yes, their family could be there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
This is nuts that we would not support helping individuals on a $200 bus ticket or whatever it costs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Christmas time, sense. There was a woman that spoke last night. Like, you know, there's people that want to be reunited with their families for the holidays. Not everyone does. Mm-hmm. Some people have bad family homes. Yeah. And I'm not saying everyone's forced to get on a bus.
Yeah, you're not forced to get
but
on this bus.
But if you want to get reunited, get home, we would at least offer that.
Cliff, appreciate the phone call. A bunch of emails. Are you saying, Jay, this plan that the mayor is rolling out next meeting is something Michelle has never seen? Yeah, you've never seen it.
I'd never heard of it until last night.
Never heard of it. We're all like, Lisa, I'm watching TV going, wait a minute, did I just hear that?
Yeah, well, and you knew then it was obvious. Of course they're not going to pass what I proposed because they've got this plan in the works.
You know, and it's affordable housing they talk about. It takes years to get that. Let's say you can get it. Okay, let's say somebody steps up, developer. You know, yeah, we're going to do this affordable housing. We're going to put up 400 units. Okay, great. So you fill them units up. You're not fixing a problem.
No.
Because now word's out, hey, Fargo has affordable housing. You can get it. You can get basically free housing. And then what are you going to have? You're going to have a bunch more homeless people. Now you're not going to have enough. It just, this is a vicious cycle that is not being looked at properly. Email says, hey, good afternoon, Jake. Listening down here in Fort Myers, Florida. Oh, you suck. Oh, I was just outside. It's not nice here. It ain't Florida here. Heard you talking to Michelle about the homeless problem. If you get a chance, check out what the mayor of Miami is doing towards the problem. He's partnered with the private sector to bring the homeless population from 9,800 down to 340.
Yeah, I'll absolutely check that out.
So I don't know what he's doing. And by the way, Michelle has more common sense than the commission put together. Let's see. Another email. Jay, John Strand's a lame duck now, so his true colors are showing. Yeah, I don't think he can run again.
This is his last term.
I think he's tapped out. Let's see. I think I am caught up on the emails. Bob in Fargo, Jay Thomas Show.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Bob?
Say this problem with homeless and all that. You know, the guy I was talking from another time is the one that called in and from the school bus and said Michelle should run for mayor.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we had emergencies and all that fallouts with floods, and I was working for one of the state developmental centers, the state facilities, everybody got shuttled in an emergency to these state facilities, you know. So Jamestown has one, Grafton has one, wherever they can go, they went to the base.
Yeah.
How big is the emergency that, you know, people really say it's an emergency, it's a crisis, it's a pandemic, or whatever it is, they got all this bad health, and why can't the health system kick in or something? But we got how many towns that have died out in North Dakota. What about letting these people create a faculty of their own and give them a town of their own?
Well, that's,
you know, bring a town back to life or something, and give these people the opportunity to run a town or a place that, you know, even, you know, Burgum and his staff associates or Armstrong coming in could, you know, incorporate these people to be. What credentials did they have, or did any of them have, you know, diplomas when they were graduated that they could, you know, communicate a town or, you know, produce a town or run a town of their own and in a neck of the woods of North Dakota that, I don't know, up there, my hometown, Michigan, North Dakota, you know, is like, bring a small town back together. Or, you know, we didn't really have this problem when all the churches were open and all the people were still, you know, and AA was doing everything with.
Well,
people that were, you know, and the Salvation Armies were kicking in.
Well, the Salvation, Bob, I got a roll. Salvation Army still helps out. And again, the churches all got together. That's what Churches United is. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting email. Jay, Community Health can distribute two types of Narcan kits, the injectable kit and the inhalable kit. The injectables cost $2 to $3 less than the inhalables, but they do not like to distribute the injectables to the homeless because they steal the needles out of them to use with their drugs, so they can't apply the Narcan when needed. Why would anyone have to steal the needles out of Narcan kits if a needle exchange is giving away free needles? I suspect that you are right on the money questioning whether the needles are actually being distributed. Well, that wasn't me. That was a listener that was questioning that. But maybe it's time to audit this.
Yeah,
this program.
I don't know, because I've had other people that you have utilize the deck, reach out to me as well. Mm-hmm. And there may be a limit on how many you can get. And if that's the case, then you have reusing needles.
Yeah. Well, and Jay, you've said this before, you know, would I like to live in a world where a church door would still be open in the middle of the night? Yes, my child, my son, how can I help you?
Don't live in those times anymore.
But the proliferation of drugs, the violence, you people kicking in doors at the church, trying to rob them, pissing on the altar, painting the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
We don't live in the same world we want.
This ain't Mayberry, man.
No.
And you're right. These churches can't leave their doors open anymore because of exactly what Ronnie just said. All right. So I suspect probably what, next day or two, you should see this proposal from the mayor in Colton.
Well, it'll be by law, we post our agenda Thursday afternoon prior to the Monday meeting. So next Thursday.
A week from this Thursday, it should be up.
That's why they were all up in arms over the weekend about me. So.
All right. Well.
Are you watching Landman?
Of course we're watching Landman. I just said this earlier.
Haven't seen an episode yet. But
the best.
Yeah.
I think right now, even above Yellowstone, the best Taylor Sheridan show.
Yeah, this week Yellowstone was pretty dang good.
I thought it sucked.
Really?
I am so. These last episodes of Yellowstone are horrible. There better be death, mayhem, and destruction on this last episode Sunday.
He didn't enjoy the strip poker game at Travis's house.
It was out of nowhere. It's like, what is this?
He looked pretty good shirtless, though.
That guy is built,
he is,
man.
He is.
But it's like, what is this?
I love Billy Bob. He is so good.
I said earlier, and Alex, so many good Alex said this, Billy Bob, his character, he is channeling through bad Santa character.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a doubt.
That show's going to be a hit. Already is.
Says, Jay, I'm a diabetic. A pack of 10 needles cost under $5, just FYI for you guys.
Oh.
And we're spending $100,000?
Go to the deck, get them for free.
All right, thanks, Michelle. I got to go, man.
Thanks for having me.
Always love having you. The gift that keeps on giving.
You bet.
All right, news is next.